Hi, this is Mark. And I'll tell you that for the last 2 days I've been fighting, had the flu. I'm definitely on the mend here, and I'm feeling better, but it's been rough, I gotta tell you. The chills and the skin's been aching. I think most people know the basic symptoms of the flu. One thing that is unique this time around is that I've been trying to sleep a lot to try to fight this thing off. But there's some things that have come to mind that somehow have started bothering me more than other times. I bought a toaster a while back. Really nice one, too. You know, it's got the 4 slices, of course, but got all kind of controls. The kind of controls that no normal person would ever use. And one thing that's bothered me, it's always been in the back of my mind for years, but this time it really bothered me the other night, is the fact that there's no cover for the toaster. You know what I mean? And you're done with the toaster, and it just sits there. And the slices, you know, the holes where the bread goes into, are just left open. And I have no bugs. I have nothing weird in this house, so that's not it. It's always been a pet peeve. But for whatever reason, and I think it might have been during my delirium last night, I was laying in bed, and I was thinking about this fact that this toaster is down there in the kitchen with those 4 slices bread, you know, receptors open, and it just bugged me, really, really bugged me, and I couldn't let it go. And so, being the normal, rational person that I am, what did I do? I went downstairs, and I was really dizzy, by the way. You know, when you're going, you know, having a fever and all kinds of stuff, I went down in the dark. I didn't even bother turning the lights on, and found some shelving paper. This is the good stuff, okay? This isn't that cheap stuff. The good shelving paper. And I proceeded to cut. It's the kind that, you know, the shelving paper that adheres itself to whatever it's laying on. And proceeded to cut a cover, kind of a cozy. What I really want is a toaster cozy, right? And by the way, for those of you who want to know what to get me for Christmas, a nice toaster cozy would be really, really cool. I don't know if they make those or whatever. But I was on the kitchen floor, which was quite cold, by the way, and I got this scissors. And again, I didn't even turn the light on. I should have. It might have made life a little easier. And I think I fell asleep halfway through the project. Because when I woke up, my head was leaning against one of the cabinets, you know, the lower cabinets. Had scissors in my hand, thinking, what am I doing? And then, of course, I got back to my project. So it doesn't look great, but it definitely covers, and the shelving paper is black, so it doesn't look like a, you know, something weird land on top of my toaster. So for the time being, the toaster is protected against all those would-be things that might fall out of the toaster. This is just to tell you that just how insane one can become. And hopefully will prevent you from doing the same thing. I don't know. A lot of things have been bugging me, you know, bothering me during my convalescence, like with all the state lotteries that are going on in the United States. Why is it the states have no money? Now think about it. Millions and millions of dollars are raised every week with the state, various state lotteries. And I don't know about all the states, but certainly in California, one of the promises that were made when we passed the law to approve a state lottery was there would be money for education and all this other stuff. And yet we have no money. The state is always never has enough money in the budget for anything. Where's all this lottery money going? And no one seems to ask the question, where is the money going to? One moment. And you can tell I'm really not at my best because I forgot to turn my phones off. So that was what you heard ringing. God, I'm really still sick. So I better cut this off at this point before I go on. I'm starting to get a little dizzy. So I'm not exactly making a joyful noise. I'm kind of making an annoying noise, I think you all would agree. But I think the subject for this holiday season, if you want to know what to get someone for Christmas, I think a toaster cozy would really be the answer. That thing, you should get that for all the people that you care about. Because whether we realize it or not, just knowing that the bread slices The receptors in the toaster are nice and covered, put on lockdown, would make everybody feel better. Okay, Merry Christmas. What can I say? I'll talk to you back. I'll talk to you. I'm going to say, see you back here. Talk to you later. Something. I can't get my thoughts right. So I'll just go now. Okay? I'll talk to you soon. Someday, I'm sure. All right. Bye-bye.
I am just a man, an average man, doing everything the best I can. But if I could, I'd give the world to you. I'd like to someday be the owner of the first house on the moon. There would be say that all I do is dream my life away. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love. I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stoned.